say your parents or your brothers and your sisters. It's called a...
And you... I didn't get the drift of your question.
Okay. A name that a child is known by just in the family is called a...
You mean a brother, a sister?
Well, then a name like, have you ever heard the term a pet name?
Oh yes, a pet name, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or a basket name. Have you heard that?
No, I know what a basket name might infer to what you usually call the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And a pet name would be, for instance, one of them might be called Bo, and another one might be called, a girl might be called Sweetie, and that kind of thing. Those are, that's the type of pet name you had in mind, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Of your children, you might have sons and you might have...
Daughters.
Okay. And your sons would be boys and your daughters would be...
Girls.
All right. If a woman is going to have a child, you say that she is... If a woman is going to have a child...
She's pregnant.
Okay. Do you know of any more polite terms for pregnant? Let's say that you would use only in polite instances. Would you still say pregnant, or would you say something else?
Well, there are a number of times. But I think the common term would be pregnant.
Okay.
I don't know of any more popular time.
But you might say she is expecting?
Oh yes, that's another one. You know, a language is not as restrained and polite among ladies as it was 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was more formal and polite than today. Today's everything is more what they call liberal and earthy than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Women are not as shocked as they used to be. They used to be shocked if you referred to the ankle. Now they might be insulted if you don't admire the knees.
Yes, that's true.
It's that time to change.
Yes, they have. Okay, but let's say 50 years ago or so, what would there be any other terms for pregnant that you can remember that would be used?
I don't think of it at the moment.
Okay, or used just by women. You know of any terms just used by women for being pregnant?
Of course, there's been vulgar terms too, you know, like knocked up.
Okay, if your father, let's say if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say that the boy, what his father?
It looks like.
Okay. Or resembles?
Resembles, yeah.
Okay. To a naughty child, you might say,